There's nothing that can distract me from that objective. I was prudent, tentative, and leery to keep procrastination as far away as possible. Your mind can play some pretty nasty tricks on you, especially at the beginning of any habit formation. So nothing gets done until after the push-ups. If I needed to pee? Nope, that's secondary. Salivate with fresh water? Negative. Grab a number and get in line. I awoke and asked, "If not now, Axel, then when?" So I climbed out of bed with a burst of energy and a sense of purpose, walked straight to the kitchen and took the first step towards a better me. Mind you, it wasn't easy. I struggled to get 10 push-ups completed, but I did do it. What followed immediately afterward was a boost in my confidence, a byproduct of setting a goal and taking action. One accomplishment led to a willingness to accomplish more throughout the day. I repeated the exercise of mental preparation every night before bed and repeated the question every morning. 10 push-ups turned to 15, and then 25. And by day 30, I was completing 100 push-ups every morning. My self-esteem was on the rise. I was full of joy, on a gut-honest level. There's no need to hide behind a smile. Morning greetings included the word phenomenal. "Good morning, Axel. How are you?" "Well, good morning. Simply phenomenal. Thanks for asking. And how are you?" There was no other way to describe how I felt every morning. 6 months later, and I'm up to 600 push-ups before the alarms went off. My arms are now showing some definition. The waistline was right, and my chest was forming. One particular morning, I was scheduled for a doctor's visit. It was a regular biannual checkup. Oh, did I mention I was diagnosed with diabetes a few years ago? The following is a description of the disease. Diabetes is a disease in which the body's ability to produce or respond to the hormone insulin is impaired, resulting in abnormal metabolism of carbohydrates and elevated levels of glucose in the blood and urine. Common symptoms include frequent urination, excessive hunger, irritability, numbness and tingling sensations in the hands and feet, blurred vision, and thirst. Diabetes is treated by lowering and maintaining blood sugar levels by administering medication. I was prescribed 1,000 milligrams of metformin to be taken twice a day and was advised to diet and exercise, of which I paid no mind, until 6 months prior to this visit. The last visit consisted of high blood sugar at around 228, and my A1C came back to 7.2%. Allow me to explain. A1C measures the glucose, your blood sugar, in your blood by assessing the amount of what's called glycated hemoglobin. An A1C level below 5.7 is considered normal. An A1C between 5.7 and 6.4 signals prediabetes. Type 2 diabetes is diagnosed when the A1C is over 6.5%. The result of this visit was astounding, amazing, and absolutely phenomenal. My blood sugar test measured 110, A1C 6.0, and all the other testing came back normal. The doctor stated, "Hey, whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it." He lowered my medication from 1,000 milligrams twice a day to 500 milligrams once a day. At the rate you're going, your A1C will be that of a normal person without diabetes, he continued. Well, that's exactly what happened. I returned 6 months later, my A1C was down to 5.7%. This doesn't mean that I'm cured, only that it's at a controlled state. Who would have known that a simple approach to constructing a better me would yield such great results? Oatmeal and push-ups, driven by a simple question. If not now, then when? This is something I did not foresee. I simply wanted to look better on the outside and feel better about myself from the inside. It's been 4.5 years since I've started, and it's all still a routine. So what have you been putting off till tomorrow that you can do today? Whether it's a promotion at work, increased health, more traveling, or simply journaling how you feel. Don't allow procrastination to rob you as well. Don't shortchange yourself. Simply ask yourself, if not now, Then when?